Okay, so in this week's parasha, we have an elaborate description by Moshe of all the things we have to do when we enter Eretz Yisrael to ensure that there aren't any bad influences around to destroy the Avodah Zarah in the land. In that context, specifically in the context really how many karbanot you can bring and the like, the pasuk says, "Lo ta'asun kein la'Hashem Elokeichem," you can't do what you're doing to the other nations for God, which Chazal understand, among other things, is forbidding us from destroying things which are kadosh, which leads to the halachos of geniza, of burying kisvei kodesh, and the like. I found just an interesting shaila by Rav Asher Weiss. We've mentioned him a few times in the last few weeks, but I came across this one. It's an interesting question. He was asked, I assume, by the Rav of the Kotel, though I have no idea. He doesn't include a name. He just says, my friend. The notes, the little tefillot that people put in the cracks of the kotel, what do you do with them? Apparently the minog at the kotel is to bury them. But you think about it, there are thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of these notes that go into the kotel every year, and you go there, they're falling on you, right? They're falling all over the place, there's so many of them. So the minog is to bury them. But the Rav asked him, is that necessary? Right? I mean, this is quite a tircha, and sometimes they end up on the floor. Do you really have to go searching for everyone? Do they have kedusha? Do you have to bury them like you would kisvei HaKodesh? That was the shaila he was asked. So the Rav who asked him pointed to the Tshuvas Tashbetz. It's the second tshuva in the Tshuvas Tashbetz, Chelek Aleph Tshuva Bet. The Tashbetz is a long tshuva where he says that the halachos of Geniza, of burying kisvei HaKodesh, don't just apply to Sifrei Torah and to Sifrei Nevi'im, which are scrolls, which are written on cloth. It applies to, in Israel, La'abed, Limchok, Brachot, Tefillah. You can't destroy texts of Brachot, of prayers. So the Rav says to Rav Asher Weiss, doesn't this apply to these little Takim, these little notes, these kvitalach, their tefillot, their prayers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Doesn't the Tashbetz say that they're kadosh, and therefore you should have to bury them, which is in fact the minag, apparently, of the kotel? So Rav Asher Weiss responds, he says, no. He says, if you read the tshuva carefully, you'll see that when he says tefillot in brachot, when he says that any text of a prayer is holy and therefore has to be buried, he doesn't mean every time you turn to God, right, if you write in the corner of your page, B'siyata Dishmaya, some prayer, right, with the help of God. That's not what we mean. What we mean is a formal tefillah. The things which Chazal set up as the Matbea Shetabu Chachamim, so those formulas have Kedusha, those are holy, so those you have to bury. But simply someone had a request of God, put it in a little note and put it in the Kotel, that's not Kadosh, he doesn't think, Maker Adin, you have to bury it. And he says what he thinks this is related to, conceptually, is the following machlokas. There's a machlokas achronim. When you're in the bathroom, when you're in the restroom, we know you're not allowed to think about Torah, because it's a bizayon, it's a degradation to think about Torah, but can you think about God? Right? It's spiritual, right? But it's not a formal act of ritual. It's not Torah, it's not a formal tefillah, it's not Shemona Esrei, it's not Shema, but you're turning to God, maybe even you're praying to God. Can you or can you not? And this is a suffering, the Chachma Shlomo. So he says it's a similar question, right? Here, these are tefillot. They're not formal tefillot, but you are turning to God. So do they have kedusha? And he says, some achronim. And Rav Nosson Gestetner, in the first tshuva in Laharis Nosson, is a lengthy tshuva where he says, no, in fact, you're not allowed to think about God in the bathroom. Because anything where you're talking about God, you're turning to God, so it's holy, you can't do it in the bathroom. And he says, by that argument, maybe these notes in the kotel should also have kedusha. But he says, I don't think it's true. I think that you can think about God. He brings a raya from Sefer Chasidim. He thinks, obviously, only formal tefillot, formal Torah, can't be learned in the bathroom, has the kedusha that it has to be buried when it's written in a text, but simply spiritual aspirations. Right? All of our life should have a certain level of aspiration, even the most mundane parts of it. And you can't say all of it is kadosh in that formal sense, and therefore he thinks both you can think about God, and you can even pray, not in formal terms, but turn to God in the bathroom, and you don't have to bury these notes by the kotel. Notes that Moshe Feinstein seems to understand it the same way. Negris Moshe, Yoredei Chelek Bet, Simon, Kuf Lamed Hei. He notes that there were apparently some Chasidish Rebbeim who had the minhag to bury the the kvitalach they were given by their chassidim. He says he's not sure why they did that. They must have their reasons, alpi kabbalah or something, but he doesn't know what it is. Again, he doesn't think it's true halachically. But then he ends off, even though he doesn't think it's true halachically, he says, look, in general, ein lezalzel b'minhagim, we shouldn't degrade customs that we have. So if this is the custom, the kotel, so if it's not much of a burden, so then go and bury it. But you don't have to go and scrape the floors and find every last note. And if for some reason it's hard to bury it that day, so don't worry about it, because Mekar Adin, based on the letter of the law, he thinks it's not necessary. If that's the minhag, there is some benefit to showing extra respect to these tefillot, which express the desires of the Jewish people. But again, halachically, it doesn't seem to fall in that formal category of lo tasun ken l'Hashem Elokeichem.